trip to Ireland a couple years ago. I went back to see where my great-grandfather came from in the county cabin there. Found out saying you're from County Cavan is like saying you're from West Virginia, which that's where I'm from, here in the States. It's kind of a thing where, you know, when a couple from Cavan gets divorced, are they still cousins? Anyway, I went over there. Here's the true story. Not a while ago, I chanced to roam to the place my great-granddaddy called home. Wasn't much I saw that day, but I learned a lot more along the way. I was going to Ireland, retracing my family footsteps. I was digging up roots. Over there, they call them tubers. Closer to the root of my family tree, more people seemed to look like me. Saw a sign that said Molly O'Brien's Bar. I knew right then I wasn't all that far. So I went in there and I asked for a beer, and he pours out this black stuff. He says, "Cheers. Guinness gives you strength," he said, "and I'll tell you, friends, it's just like drinking bread. A loaf in every pint." I started feeling strong. I felt like I could. Was wet, my tongue was loose when the barman asked me how'd I choose. Travel such a long, long way on such a cold and rainy day. Well, I said, "I'm going up to King's Court Town, that's County Cavan, just to look around. My great granddaddy came from there. I want to see if the old home place is still there." He turned his head from side to side, then up and down. Then he turned around and he goes, "A cabin man, then. You know, a lot of people wouldn't admit to that." Well, I figured I'd save myself a little bit of hassle, booked a room nearby in a fancy castle. I had a hard time getting my dinner there. It was full of these people with light blonde hair. It was Danish tourists. Two big busloads of them. The owner of the place, his hair was black, and when I talked to him, I didn't get much back. His people are what you'd call West Brits. They're the ones that treated my people like dirt. That's what led to the Irish Civil War. I came back for a little more, I guess. That fella's nose was way up in the air, but boy, he took my money just the same. I dreamed I saw the ghost of the one that I'd rather have as host. It was Thomas O'Brien walking around the cabin west of King's Court Town there in County Cavan. And the very next day in the hardware store, I met a cousin 10 times removed or more, but he was no apparition, he weren't no ain't. He was selling nuts and bolts and paint. I went up to him and told him about our family connection, you know, and he kind of stood there still reflecting. I could tell he wasn't all that much impressed when he asked me with nary a trace of jest. He said, "How exactly may I help you, sir?" I just bought some nails and got the hell out of there. All right, here's the conclusion to an incredibly exciting story, I know. Now, later that day, after some detecting, I found that lane in the rural section and matched the picture in my dad's scrapbook, and my heart beat faster as I drove up to look. The sun burst through the clouds just then. Oh! As I looked down on the current residence, there was a little sheepdog and an old milk cow. Well, it's fine. I guess the old home place is an old barn now. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, thatched roof to tin roof, and then tin roof to rust.
Here we go.
Oh, it's fiddle time. I'd like to talk through my instrument now. I like to speak through my instrument, okay? Is that okay? Are you ready? You know the difference between a fiddle and a violin, folks? You don't spill beer on a violin. I'm going to play the fiddle for you.